up, everybody? It's your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi 36. I'm here with Mildewy Carrots, and it's the Nine Ball on episode 31, season 2, on August 30th, 2022. We hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I want to start it off with It's the Nine Ball. How are you doing today, good sir?
I'm tired.
I feel that, man. You know what you can do to fix that? Get yourself a Raise energy drink where you guys can get it from Rep Sports or EPPSports.com. Type in ALWT Gaming at checkout. Get 15% off your Raise energy drinks, your workout powders, your water supplements, all of that at RepSports.com. Reps. But other than that, other than the tiredness, how are you doing entertainment-wise? What's going on in the life of It's the Nine Ball?
After a 9-to-5, I've been picking back up Guild Wars 2. Oh, my God. I forgot how fun that was. I also been playing quite a bit of Monster Hunter World. I'm on a quest to up my armor so I won't be getting 1-to-2 shot in an Iceborne. So I'm currently like leveling up my current armor and hunting random creatures. I think I killed the Ligania last time.
Ligania?
Nice. Yeah, Ligania. And I'm going to decide, I seen a Pink Rathian, so I think I'm going to go hunt that.
Hit me up, man.
Alright,
down for the hunt. You know this.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that today because I've been loving going out there. I also got to go fishing on that game. I got to go fishing to get more ammunition because fish turn into gunpowder. Just don't question the physics on this.
I heard that. That's what's up.
They also turn into mega barrel bombs too.
Oh yeah, they do. That's right.
Definitely don't question that one, kids. Also, don't question how I can stick a fish in a gun and it becomes a shotgun shell.
Mildewy Carrot, good sir. How are you doing today on this fine Tuesday of Tuesdays?
Wondering how you're so chipper on this Tuesdays of Tuesdays.
I'm tired, but I went ahead and got myself a Raise energy drink in spirit because right now I have a water.
Well, if you were going to get that Raise energy drink, where'd you get it from?
REPPSports.com, but I won't bore you guys with that again.
You won't bore them with they get 15% at checkout when they type in ALWT Gaming at it?
Exactly. I won't bore you that you can go ahead and get your workout powders and water supplements from REPPSports.com. If you just type in ALWT Gaming at checkout, get 15% off. 15% sign off. We're not going to talk about that, you know? As you guys can see, we're having a little fun over here. What you been playing? What's been happening in the entertainment world of Mildewy Carrot?
I've been playing Monster Hunter Rise World. I've been playing Raft. We actually just got done with
one area.
Me, Nineball, and Gravity got through one of the new story updates. So then we got, I think, one more zone or so to go. One or two more. I can't remember off the top of my head. They had three.
Because we got what else? Because we need more titanium. Because we got to build the water purifier.
Got a lot of stuff that needs titanium, so we need to go island hopping in that game. And I might jump on and just try and do some of that myself. I get distracted with builder games. So
Gravity Online. Yeah.
Poor Gravity still can't get into PlayStation Online. You know,
guys. Oh, he still doesn't have Plus, does he?
No, he doesn't have the Plus yet. Still, he's a bit delayed on that. You know, life gets in the way of things, guys. You know, not everyone can just shell out, you know, $4,000 and buy massive boxes of Yu-Gi-Oh card decks, or you know, pay for people's subscriptions and all that. Yeah, unfortunately, not all of us have that, you know, money.
Which actually, this is kind of a segue. This was announced recently, and it's not on our news list, but it is some news. It's unfortunate news if you're a PlayStation fan. Or are planning on trying to get a PlayStation and you don't live in the United States. Outside of the United States right now, soon, I don't know if it's happening this moment or whatever, but outside of the United States, anyone that's trying to get themselves a PS5, they had hiked up the price. The price has gone up. They did admit because of inflation and because of how much the expense of the prices are for these parts now are going up. So they do have the price that's going up right now, and like I think it's like Europe and Canada and Japan and stuff like that. United States, as of right now, has not had that. So if you guys are trying to get yourself a PS5 at the price it's at right now, you might want to try to do that sooner than later. Xbox and Nintendo do not have any plans at this time to increase their prices, so you should be good on that for right now. But again, corporations can change. So if you're trying to get yourself a PS5 or Xbox Series X or a Nintendo Switch, this would be the time to get it.
Oh, and that reminds me. The price of computers are going down.
PlayStation going up. PCs like, we're going down?
Well, I was just watching something about that a couple weeks back, and I've been checking on the prices of the graphics cards. And they were talking about, because Ethereum mining, basically, I think, went belly up. And with the 3090, a lot of those old... those GPUs are dropping in prices. Like, GPUs of like 1500 are now $500-$600. Okay. They are nosediving. These are like higher end ones, 3070s.
Is there any 3080s?
3080s, yes.
Well, how much are the 3080s roughly? Yeah, go
3080s
ahead.
Are about 800, I believe.
See, that's a little still a little rich for me at the moment.
Well, you don't need a 3080 unless you're going in a high end.
I want to go high end.
Well, then you're going to need to have the money to go high end.
I've got to wait. I have to wait until Black Friday.
Yeah,
you're probably going to see, a lot of people was talking about that, you're probably going to see a lot of good sales on those, probably on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because they got so many of them just sitting around.
So let me ask you, I know it's probably going to be more Mildew's question since he knows what's in my PC right now. I would be able to get an upgraded graphics card without the motherboard, correct? Or do I need to have the motherboard first?
You don't need a new motherboard for the graphics card.
GPUs, the current GPUs run on the 16-pin, right, Mimble?
Yeah, how does the one... Cause
His got the 16-pin. It doesn't have the that large ass one that was in there. It's got the current standard. So
yeah, his should be fine.
It should be fine. I don't think you need a new motherboard for that one.
I'd have to see.
The only thing you would need to get a new motherboard for is going to be CPU,
like the actual your speed CPU. But,
I think your CPU.
Motherboard does he have in his? Is it like an AM4 or
no? It's like I want to say around maybe an AM2. It's an old chipset, so it still has it had a couple of ports in it where it was like between the two. It still could fit the new GPU in it, because I think he's got a shit. What did I put into that thing?
It should be fine. I mean, like I said, if he waits till Black Friday,
it's like an old NVIDIA 3070.
If you wait till like Black Friday, they probably have some pretty good sales.
Oh yeah, I tell anyone who's looking for tech components, wait for the sales, because people are always like, "Oh, I gotta get it one time." It's like, no, you don't, guys. Tech components for PCs, you can buy at any point in time and then put the pieces together later on. You know, I did that with my first build. You know, it's just, you know, just was buying them at random, you know, getting them when I needed. Yeah, I made my list, you know, I made my shopping list, you know, checked them off as I got them. And then once I got everything, then, you know, I went to town building it.
Yep. I'm looking at 3070s right now on Amazon. I got one for $658, one for $530, one for $500.
Speak my language. Speak my language.
It's $499.
And are they open boxes or closed boxes?
You know, these are all... close the prime they're not used at all.
Good. Yeah, I don't recommend use components, people, because you never know if you're buying, you know, a used component from 9ball and you didn't know that he's been overclocking it and it's been frying itself every time he overclocks it, you know, or it's got too much stack charge in it, you know.
You're speaking my language though with the 500 and lower prices. That's looking a little bit more aight. So 3070s, I think, is the route that I may be going here in the near future, this Black Friday. We'll see.
Well, now, that's the NVIDIA version. I would also recommend checking out the Ryzen. Yeah, I don't really
know the AMD Radeons like that. I know...
Okay.
I know GeForce's NVIDIA GeForce.
Yeah.
But it'll still run fine with AMD. It still runs fine.
Okay.
I'm running an AMD processor and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070, and they run fine.
Yeah, that's one of the good things I love about AMD and NVIDIA is, like, you know, they're like, well, we got our own stuff. Truce. Okay. So they're like, Apple's coming. Let's work together.
That's fair.
So you know, they'll work together. So, you know, it just depends upon what your preference is. I sometimes find, you know, I got a
6700 XT for Radeon, and it's 450, and I got one for 430. A 6700 XT. I don't really know. I think that's a really good one, but I'm not real sure offhand.
Which one was it?
It's a Radeon RX 6700 XT.
Yeah, RXs are actually pretty good. Because I know NVIDIA's up to the RXTs. I think Radeon's up in the RXs and 67s.
Yeah, those are good.
I want to say 6000 series is...
The RX for ray tracing, because mine's can ray trace. These new ones can ray trace.
Yeah, I would say anything in the 6000 family is pretty good.
This one was released in first of 2020. It's not bad.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been watching a lot of anime. I've been watching a lot of Bleach lately. Getting ready for the Thousand Year Blood Arc War that's supposed to be happening at the beginning of October. But video game wise, I've actually been playing a lot of Madden. A lot of Madden 23.
How is the new Madden?
So I saw one comment saying that it's honestly, this is actually the best Madden that's been out for the past couple years, surprisingly. It really is best one. Like, because, like, all right, so on former Maddens, unless you knew, like, a cheat way to do it, on former Maddens, if you threw up a long pass or something, there's a good chance it was getting intercepted. But in this Madden, they actually do not only coordinate the skill, but the height too as well. So if, like, T. Higgins is against a shorter cornerback, T. Higgins is a tall dude. There's a good chance he's catching it over him. There's still a chance that the cornerback can disrupt that, especially with the help of the safety. But it comes down to actual play calling. A lot of the stuff that I've seen, like, makes a lot of sense there. There's only been, out of the 15 games I've played, I think there's only one or two games where one or two things had happened. I was just like, that's not even close to realistic. But for the most part, I mean, it's been pretty accurate, surprisingly. And I still think that they have the Bengals criminally rated low on that game. But here's the thing, though. They actually feel good. Like, they feel good to play with. If I lose... Usually I lose because that person just outplayed me. He was actually better than me. Versus me just losing because the Bengals in general are just rated sucks. They feel good. So I definitely... This one I think is the best Madden game that's been out for years. Which I honestly almost didn't pick it up. The only reason I picked it up is because it was the tribute to John Madden. That was actually the only reason why I picked it up. Otherwise I would have skipped out on it.
Gotcha.
But yeah. But I've been playing a lot of Madden. Yeah, it's been very, very fun, very interesting. I still want them to do something with the campaign because they have it set up to where your guy's going to be kind of going through this journey mode through, like, a campaign style. Because you could do a franchise, you could do a campaign, and the way they have this campaign set up, like in the UI and everything, that's actually good. But I still want to have more choices. I still want to be able to do more. I almost want it to be like a Grand Theft Auto style where I'm walking around with my character, being able to sign autographs, be able to actually go to the gym working out. Almost like what they do with 2K, but a lot more polished and even more interactive. Maybe if I decide to go out to the bar before the night of the game, that might bring my stats down a bit because I was drinking before the game and I shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? Now, granted, they're not going to do that because they're not going to do that, though, because Madden's rated E, so they're not going to allow you to go to like a bar or something like that. But I'm just saying that's just an example of the choices I would like to have. That's just one of the examples I would like to have inside like a career style mode, because FIFA, when they were doing their career mode for the actual like the be a journey or whatever, they did that one right. like with Hunter, Alex Hunter, they did that very right for 3 years straight, and it was great. But, and I actually want to ask you guys a question on stream, and yes or no is perfectly fine. If you guys are up for it, how do you guys feel like doing some As Dusk Falls after the stream today?
I got it re-downloaded.
Well, As Dusk Falls?
Yeah, I almost forgot.
You can, or we could just do what we were doing previously.
I got it. It's re-downloaded. It's good. It's re-downloaded.
Yes, it's good. Yeah, I was about to say, you guys don't have to have it downloaded. We can just do what we were doing before, where I would just play take turns.
I don't know if you want me on there. I tried to shoot someone.
I mean, it's still fine. You're still part of the squad. But we'll talk about that a little later. Right now, we're going to talk about story number one. PlayStation acquires Savage. Eddie Makuch from GameSpot says this in their article. Following its acquisition of Destiny developer Bungie earlier this year, PlayStation has now acquired yet another big studio. Sony, I'm going to stop right there. Savage is a big studio? I've never heard of them. Continuing on.
Let me see this.
Sony Interactive Entertainment today just announced plans to buy Savage Game Studios, a mobile studio-based game in Finland and Germany that's currently working on AAA live service games for mobile. Whether or not this game will be a PlayStation franchise or a new IP remains to be seen. Sony did not disclose the sale price to contractual commitments, but the company said buying Savage is part of the company's efforts to expand PlayStation to additional platforms. This follows the PlayStation pursuit of the PC market too, which expects to be very lucrative. For example, Sony expects to make $300 million from PC games this year alone. PlayStation Studios must continue to expand and diversify our offering beyond console, bringing incredible new games to more people than ever before, PlayStation Studios boss Herman Holt said. Acquiring the talented team at Savage Game Studios is another strategic step towards that goal. I'm really excited to see what Savage is working on, and I'm confident that they will deliver on high-quality experience. Our move into mobile, like our expansion into PC and live service games, strengthens our capabilities in our community and complements PlayStation Studios' purpose to make the best games that we can. So, this story in general, for me as a huge PlayStation enthusiast, it does absolutely nothing for me. I don't know what Savage makes. I don't know what they're really known for. I didn't even know that they're even a studio. Like, this was kind of a out of left field scenario. The only thing that came to mind for me when I heard about this, I was like, oh wow, I thought this was going to be Square Enix. That was the only thing that I thought was going to be coming from this.
You saw that S, didn't you?
I saw the S, and I was like, oh wow, yeah, this is going to be Square Enix, and it wasn't. Does anybody else have any input on I that's literally the extent of my knowledge when it comes to this story. Does anybody else have any input on this?
It's just Sony. It's random. Stuff I ever this. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. It's just it's so random.
Well, I mean, it's not. There's explanation behind it. Like, I see what they're talking about, trying to get more out there as far as, again, mobile. So more iPhones and. Well, go ahead.
Here's the thing: from what I found out is that, yeah, they've acquired this GameCube called Savage Game Studio, but apparently this studio hasn't released an IP itself.
Yeah, that's what I've been looking for.
Apparently, they've got people who have worked on Clash of Clans and Angry Birds in their studio. So, do it again, Nineball. Do it again. So, I really don't know what they're expecting to do, because my thing, I mean, trying to get into mobile games, it's like, all right, fine, you know, it's not going to get me to play them. The reason being is because I just have had bad histories with mobile games of being, you know, after an X amount of time playing, you have to wait longer to get stuff, or you have to pay money to make it go faster or stay at the same speed that you were going at before. It gets annoying. It gets very annoying that you have to pay money to do that, or you have to sit there and wait. Now, if Sony makes something and it's like a standard free-to-play game, or like, you know, maybe you pay like $5 for the game and then It's got everything in there. No, you know, in-game app, purchases or stuff required or even offered. Fine. You know, then I'd probably be looking at them. But they still do the standard, oh, it's free, you know. Oh, hey, I'm like, no. So my concerns are just what can come of this. Like, I understand Angry Birds and Clash of Clans are hugely popular. Apparently, Clash of Clans apparently got some tournament stuff or with it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But my problem with it is still the in-game purchases, and that's just me. You know, I just don't like the fact they're like, "Oh, you want this? You got $20?" I'm like, "Yeah," but I don't think it's worth that.
Yeah, I'm partially there with you. Because I don't have the biggest history of mobile gaming myself either. Like, all the games I tried to play back in the day just never really fully grabbed me and always felt like small little arcadey style games. I think Genshin Impact was probably the first like major game that made me like, what's going on here? However, on the flip side of that, because I've been so removed from the mobile gaming market for so long, apparently it's changed quite drastically since then. So, like, even when you look at stuff like Pokemon Go and Unite and all that stuff, like they are coming out with more quality AA style games. This one, what they're talking about, they did say that they're working on a AAA game. So I don't know if that's a AAA game for the console or a AAA game for the mobile device or what. I do think that this is a very interesting perspective to come from, but I do think, as Herman Holtz just said, I think it does back up their plans of trying to now start integrate more PlayStation-style games everywhere now. Because, again, they're trying to get aside more of the PC market. We have God of War, we have Horizon, we have Spider-Man now, and Miles Morales. And that's on PC now. Now what's going to happen on the mobile space? Are they going to have... what was that Uncharted, or was it, I think it was like an Uncharted, what was that game that was like a mobile game where you're running and you're hitting all the gems or you're jumping over like trees and stuff? I can't remember what it's called. It's like a Golden Rush. Like
I know what you're talking about. It was the one where it was like a running game in the jungle, like in like ancient Aztec ruins. Is that my Super
Pitfall?
No, it's something. Oh snap! That's gonna really bug me. It's like a very fast paced game. You're running and you're like kind of doing like Crash Bandicoot stuff, moving out the way, and you're hitting all these gems and jumping over. It's not Tomb Raider. It's like Tomb Rush or something like that. Temple Run. That's what it was. Temple Run. So they had a game that was like Uncharted, that was a Temple Run clone pretty much. And, I mean, it was a cool concept, but again, goes back to why I don't really play a lot of mobile games, because it was very arcadey, and I'm not, like, I'm down for arcade games every so often, but that's not the games that made me a gamer, you know what I mean? Like I like to have something that has a little bit more meat and potatoes. There's a reason why I bought this game. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see. I don't really have much more outside of that. It's just all speculation. I'm going to see how they're really going to incorporate their plans moving forward.
It's that move is to me kind of weird. I know they're trying to get in the market and trying to compete though, so we'll see how it goes.
The problem, well, unless they decide to do this, which I'm pretty sure they don't, the problem is they kind of were already in the market at a great time with the PS Vita. Just show more love to the Vita. That's
somebody
all
actually said that in the comments. They said if they should just release a Vita too.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the Vita was honestly a great handheld. It was a great handheld. It was able to play PSP, PSP, and PS Vita games. And on top of that, it was the perfect integration between PS3, PS4, and PS Vita. Like, well, go ahead.
PlayStation was in the middle of a lot of things, actually. They had the... They had PlayStation Now out. They just didn't treat it with love.
Mm-hmm. That could have been the new Game Pass.
Yeah, they kind of just put it out there, said, we're going to do it like this, and you have a problem, that's your problem. Mm-hmm. And the people had a problem. And so they just didn't pay for it.
But I to that extent, I think that what the biggest, and this is me just thinking outside, looking in, I think that if PlayStation doesn't see a quick increase of marketing dollars, like consumer, like consumers coming into it, then at that point they're not going to show a whole lot of love onto it. And I'll say, for one small example, we have all these little peripherals that was on the controllers on PS3, PS4. Now on the PS5, the one peripheral that seems to actually grab and stick around after all these years of different peripherals and stuff like that is the DualSense capabilities. It's like the haptic feedback, the rumble of the controller, obviously the motion sense, all of that stuff is what they like. They got a lot of good positive feedback on that for the PS5, and you see that they're still having games catered to those elements in PS5, which is one of the reasons why I like playing there. But on the PS4, there was other stuff. Like, there was actually, like, there's a mic on the PS4, but you were able to blow into it on the PS4. I didn't realize that you could do that on the PS4. You know, I mean, it was just one of those things. Even for, like, the little, I have my PS4 controller right here, the little touch screen, like right here, you were able to use that on a couple games at launch, and that was it. Other than that, there was no reason for that moving forward. And it was just like,
had something like that, actually. Esco's as far back as the Nintendo. Mm-hmm. The original Famicom actually, and I watched all the history about that on an Angry Video Game a long time ago, and he mentioned that Zelda on the original Famicom had a mic, and they would say you would yell into the mic when fighting Poe's voice. And that's why in the book of like the original Legend of Zelda, it said Poe's voice hates loud noises.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. In GameCube, they actually did that with one of the Mario Parties. They actually had a mic that you would actually use for several mini games for Mario Party. So they did that on the GameCube where you could just use a mic system. So that's been out for a while too.
Yeah, but more or less, I was just I don't know how, like, with the other companies, they probably allowed their revenue to breathe a little bit more to see if this will be a product that's going to make the money. But for PlayStation, I feel like that window is so short that it's just like, if it doesn't hit this market within this amount of time period, we're not going to pour any sort of money into it. It's just going to exist. That's kind of why I felt like had happened with PSVR, not the PSVR, but PlayStation Move, because PSVR actually did pretty
PlayStation
well.
PlayStation Move felt kind of rushed, though. I mean, it was like, they both was like, oh, look, Nintendo's doing really well with this. Quickly, let's make one just like it. You had the PlayStation Move, like just two big balls on top of the thing, and
which for sword fighting games would be super tight. I'm not gonna lie, like that's actually the one reason why I wanted to play PlayStation Move is because of that sword fighting games.
But, Xbox, you had the Kinect, which everybody which yeah. turned into a meme about the Kinect being racist.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, but I mean, and you are correct. Like, definitely not discrediting that. But I do think though that the Move could have been something great, even for the PSP. PSP was probably the one that they did really, really well. But then they came out with different versions of the PSP, which started going downhill. There was one PSP that was straight up digital only. But at that time, like, it doesn't sound bad now, but at that time, that was not ideal at all. And then after that, they came out with the Vita, which started off strong. And I guess one of the main reasons why the Vita kind of went downhill is because the company that makes the Vita cartridges, I guess, had went under. And in order for them to make Vita games, instead of it being, I'm just going to throw a random number out there, instead of it being $2 for per cartridge to imprint your game on the cartridge, it's now $15. So it was a drastic price increase, which is one of the reasons why they're like, all right, well, we're not going to touch this.
Wasn't just that; it was more than that. I mean, the memory cards were god awful expensive at launch. Whereas I got a Steam Deck. Steam Deck just takes micro SD cards. Everybody was wondering why PlayStation had to put this custom card in there. Mm-hmm. That costs so much money to put in there. And I know it sold well in Japan. The problem was it didn't sell it well across the world. Mm-hmm. But when you do stuff like that and alienate people, because PlayStation used to be so bad about that. Alienating their fan base and keeping everything so closed in because they were so worried about somebody taking their stuff or something. and nobody. In the end, it really killed that thing. And like I said, the Vita was actually really good. I still got mine. And, let's see. I think it's still over here. Yep, it's still over here. It's still here. I still got it. It's still sitting in its case. But then it had this unique plug, which I forgot. Whereas, again, the Steam Deck takes a Type-C connector. You have to go find this unique piece to plug it up. So if it gets lost, broke, or anything, you got a problem.
Right.
It's just going ahead.
I was about to say, you know what we don't have a problem with? The new Game Pass tier. They have mentioned this at the beginning of this year, but it looks like we might be getting closer to the Game Pass Family and Friends pack. So, Tom Warren from The Verge says this in the article. A leak of potential branding for Microsoft's upcoming Xbox Game Pass family subscription suggests you'll be able to share a subscription with friends, too. Microsoft started testing its Xbox Game Pass family plan in Ireland and Colombia earlier this month. And now, Twitter leaker... I'm not even going to try to say that name. I'll just say Menti Lumia at the end. Has spotted, quote, Game Pass friends and family branding. The leak could also mean Microsoft isn't thinking about restricting Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers to sharing their benefits with just immediate family members. The current preview allows Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers to pay $21 per month in Ireland instead of the regular $12.99 per month for an unnamed test plan that includes sharing subscription benefits with up to four others. Microsoft doesn't currently mention a family restriction in its test plan, only that people need to be in the same country. So there you go. So that's something that here at ALWT Gaming, we kind of have talked about briefly. I know that right now it's $12.99 for Ultimate, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think it's $12.99 for Ultimate.
Yeah, I think so. I have to look.
I think it's $12.99 or $14.99 or something like that. But imagine if all of us are on the Game Pass plan for the family plan, and it's $21, we'll say $22, between four or five of us, that's like $5. You know what I mean? Like, that's so much better than obviously $12 to $15, and then we have access to all of the Game Pass benefits still for all of us. That makes our stream so much better. So hopefully that's something that's real. That's something I'll be looking into. I already have Game Pass. I know you already have Game Pass 9-Ball. We can try to look at that into the future. And this is nothing but positive things as far as another option to be able to play your games anywhere.
I feel like I'm being pressured.
You kind of are. No. I think because I know you had Game Pass for a little bit. You had it on like a little trial run and then you unsubscribed to it from it, right?
Yeah, it just, the whole thing about, you know, it, like, you losing a lot of the free games that they offered after X amount of time just kind of was, like, really weird to me. You know, it's like, you know, I'm used to, like, PlayStation's where it's like, oh, you got it, you know? And they're like, well, no, we want to do a rotation. I'm like, well, I got it, you know? Like, I have the urge a lot of times to go back and play them. They're like, well, if we bring it back, you can. I'm like, that's not how that should work at all.
Now I will say the one of the selling points, at least for me, is that the Xbox first party games, they're forever going to be on Game Pass. So again, you have your Gears of War, Halo, now Redfall, Starfield, pretty much any Call of Duty, anything that's Wolfenstein, like all those games are going to forever be on Game Pass. The ones that are out there, your third parties, your second parties, if you want to call them that, all that stuff is going to be literally just there for a contracted period and then gone. Or they might be there for an extended period, depending on what their contracts look like. Even for the new PlayStation Plus subscription, I believe that still works kind of the same way. The only difference is that there's going to be trials that you can have on the PlayStation games and... Obviously access to like the PS 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 library. Not the full library, just what's available right now. It's just that that classic side's just looking a little lackluster at the moment. But yeah. Nineball, what are your thoughts? Team I'm Xbox excited. Over there. I know you are.
I'm not really excited. I mean, not a huge Xbox. Like, I don't really touch Xbox that much, actually. I've been actually, like I said, been playing a lot of Steam Deckage.
100%.
If this goes through, it's going to be interesting because, to be honest, they're really pushing. They're going to push to see how far actually Sony might go with this, because you got to think about it. If they push this through, it might force Sony to try to do a family plan now.
Well, to be honest with you, that's given the impression that Xbox cares about what Sony's doing, and I really don't think they do. Like, right, I think, if anything, if they're pushing it as far as they're going, I think they're pushing it as far as they're going for anything that's like Federal Trade Commission will allow at this point. I think they're just running stuff right now with Phil Spencer.
I think they're doing whatever the heck they want to do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo are all doing very, very different things right now. And I think that right now, like, I mean, obviously they'll have little jabs here and there just because that's what companies do when they're still in that competitive space. But right now, I really don't think Xbox is worried about what PlayStation is doing.
True, but I think more PlayStation's more worried about what Xbox is doing.
Yeah, they are, because to a certain degree, because again, the one thing that PlayStation has going for it is its first party. Like, their library is just honestly uncontested. But as far as the value in gaming that's going on there right now, like, if I had a random nobody that's on the street and I'm trying to buy an Xbox or a PlayStation or a gaming console, I'll just say that. If I'm going to buy a gaming console for my son and I'm trying to, and I have no idea what the games are going to go, if I go to an associate, I'm going to be like, hey, what should I get for my 5-year-old son? They might be like, well, if you can get your PlayStation, they have some good exclusives there, all that good stuff. But if you get Xbox for $15 a month, you have access to all these games plus all of Xbox first party games. Like, as far as me as a parent that knows nothing about gaming, that's a selling point right there. That saves me money versus having to drop $60-$70 every single month for a game that my son or daughter may want at that time.
Well, see, it's in that, or you can just then go to Gameplay and get, you know, for 50 cents, you know, get a game delivered to you so you can test it out.
Does Gameplay even exist?
I don't know.
It still came back from what I heard.
Oh, it's, I didn't know it was still alive.
Yeah. It's not marketed well, yeah, in that case.
Like, right, well, they just started marketing again.
Interesting.
So, you know, so I, like I said, it was like 50 cents for like one disc, and it was like 77 for like two discs.
But how long do you keep it for, though? That's the question.
Let's see.
Because if it's anything like the Blockbuster thing, I think you only keep it for like a X amount of days or a week or something like that.
I went back to their site just to see. It says no late fees, cancel anytime. Doesn't say.
Oh my god, it is still alive.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody swap games anytime, thousands to choose from. Pretty sure they've been getting like thousands of stocks, you know, so they probably have like hundreds of copies of each game, probably.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. As you guys are talking about Gamefly, I'm actually setting up for the next part of our little shindig here.
Yeah, I'm not so much talking about it. I'm just surprised at it.
No.
Yeah, like, I was surprised that they were alive. God. When I saw that thing, and I was like, no, that can't be right. And I went looking.
I thought it was dead and buried years ago.
I was like, that's what I thought, too. Then I looked it up, and I'm like, no, it's still alive.
I thought it went the way of Blockbuster.
Oh, let me go ahead and do this. Bam. You guys see that, right?
My child, live again, Gamefly.
The fun thing about the one thing that Gamefly, I think, definitely though has good going for them, though, is they offer, so like you get the rental prices and all and everything, but they've also got, do you like it? Do you want to keep it? You know, so they have a keeping price. So it's like, if you want to buy the game, you can do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you got to remember though, that disc has passed through X amount of hands.
Yeah. Now they, and that is still a somewhat of a feature on Game Pass that you can, like, you can buy, you can try it out. If you like it, you can buy it for like a discounted price. And it'll be the digital version. It won't be like the hard
and
disc.
PlayStation also has a 2 hour, I want to say,
the trials.
Trial of a game. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it varies depending on the game, because it could be anywhere between 2 to 10 hours.
Oh, okay.
Without further ado, I do want to talk about story number 3. Whoa, long anticipation. Eddie Makuch from GameSpot says this in their article. Koei Tecmo has released a new gameplay trailer for Whoa Long Fallen Dynasty, a new Souls-like action game from Ninja Gaiden, Nioh, and Strangers of Paradise developer Team Ninja. The trailer shows off the game's intense-looking sword fighting based on Chinese martial arts. The gameplay trailer also spotlights some of the otherworldly enemies and environments that players will explore. Koei Tecmo also announced that the first publicly playable demo of for Wulong will be available in Koei Tecmo's booth at the Tokyo Game Show, which begins September 15th. Producers Fumihiko Yusuda and Masaki Yamagura will also be on hand at the event to showcase a brand new stage. Speaking to IGN, Yusuda said the biggest difference from Nioh in terms of gameplay is an emphasis on speed. Quote, there's no stamina gauge that like you had in Nioh, so you'll constantly be confronted by a multitude of situations in which you need to react immediately. You can choose to play more aggressively, but there also are not a lot of new ways to evade your enemies' attacks. End quote. End story. So before we talk about it, I want to see it. I want to see one of these trailers that's going out here. Are we talking about it?
Not rest until the enemy has fallen. I cannot understand how one as strong as you could have gone unnoticed. Your force was like that of a dragon soaring heavenward.
Wulong Dynasty. And it's going to be on PS4, PS5, Game Pass, Xbox Series X/S, Xbox One, Windows, and Steam.
Why don't they just put all consoles?
Because it's not all consoles. Remember, you still have Luna out there.
Wasn't one something... Stevia or something?
Oh, I forgot about... Oh, yeah.
Stevia? No, Stevia's a bad... It's supposed to be the good sugar, but it tastes god awful anyways, so it's not that.
So after hearing that little story and seeing it just now, what are you guys' thoughts about Wulong?
I want to know more, but, you know, it looks interesting, at least from the, just, you know, the base point of, like, some of the bosses that they showed, you know. Yeah. Definitely looks like it could have that Souls-ish feel to it. You know, I know that's been used a lot recently, but...
Yeah.
Me, personally, I just, you know, they're like... You know, like, apparently, like, trying to fight off whatever. It seems like the story is going to be about, you know, obviously, Fallen Dynasty. A dynasty in your kingdom's fallen. You're, like, probably some sort of warrior or something for them. You're trying to, like, regain your kingdom's honor by fighting whatever dark wizard or demon or whatever the hell's come loose, you know. So I definitely want to know more of the story. But, I don't know. It kind of gives me that, you know, Sekiro Die Twice kind of feel.
Yeah. Which is a game that I actually do want to play still.
So, I'm not like...
for you, on Steam, it's on sale.
I think that it looks really cool. Like, one of the things that will be a selling point for me is it multiplayer? I saw one little clip where it looks like that it could be. But yeah.
Some of that sequence on the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's it. I think that was just an NPC. Or a secondary character that, you know, maybe your character's got relations to, possibly. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a feeling of a secondary character just because the attack sequences I was using seemed kind of basic. Now, granted, we saw, like, what, 5 seconds of it?
Yeah.
It's not really a place to guarantee it, but mm-hmm. normally if you're talking about Souls games, a lot of them do tend to try and do multiplayer. It's just with some of them, they don't really tell you in the main trailer, the first one. So if anything, we may know later on down the line if it's going to do that. Yeah. As of right now, it kind of looks like it's a really fun, you know, martial arts, you know, fighting style game. You know, beat down big bad bosses, try and save the kingdom, get the girl, you know, woo.
One of the good things, though, that has...
Why can't it ever be a girl saving the kingdom to get the guy? Just saying.
I mean, you know, technically, I was about to say, I think there's actually quite a few. There's one that's recently, which was shown, but it was the...
I know there's some, but it's just like... I just feel like, and it may just be me, and maybe I'm not looking hard enough. Maybe just I'm thinking, like, you know, the percentile is still more towards the, oh, it's a guy saving the girl. I'm like, you know, there's other stuff, like maybe it's a guy saving a guy, you know, or maybe it's a girl saving the girl, or maybe it's a girl saving the guy and the girl. Hey, you know, it's Utah.
one of the things
don't
that has
judge
to go
me
for...
nine ball. I saw that look.
That is going on.
One of the you didn't have to. I saw the little shake of the head and that eye twitch. I saw it.
One of the things that has it going for it that gives me hope that it might be multiplayer or at least have some sort of multiplayer functionality to it is the fact that two of the three games that they mentioned on here does have multiplayer capabilities. That's Neo and Strangers of Paradise. And different, very different styles of multiplayer functionality too. Neo is very similar to Bloodborne and Demon Souls, where you have to actually get to a certain part and then you can summon the person into your world. As far as Stranger in Paradise, you can just straight up play the entire thing straight up through multiplayer. So, without those requirements, which is what my preference would be. The vibe I get from this game, and I haven't really dove too heavy into these style of games, but the vibe I got from it was very, very Devil May Cry. That's kind of how I felt a little bit as far as some of the combat sequences were going. And it does has me curious. It has me very curious to see how this game is going to turn out to be, and we'll have to wait for more information about that in about, what, 2 weeks from now? Is that roughly what it is? That's 2 Thursdays from now. So not this Thursday, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after that. Any other commentary before we're going over to story number 4?
Got nothing. Like, it was a minute long trailer, and I was like,
I mean, art style looks nice. Want to know more about story plot and everything? You know. Mm-hmm.
It may also, last thing I'll say about it before I move on is that it kind of reminded me too, as well as a little bit of Black Myth. Nothing to do with it, obviously, but it does remind me of Black Myth, which is the Sun Wukong game that has yet to actually be announced. It was just shown off in China, and that's it so far.
So, it reminded me of Pokemon Go.
Sure it did. Story number 4, we have Mafia Ain't Done. Marcus Stewart from Game Informer says this in the article. Mafia celebrates its 20th anniversary today in a new blog post by Hangar 13. The principal minds behind the series reflect on its creation and the history while also teasing what's next. Longtime Mafia designers Roman Hladek, general manager, Thomas Hrabek, head of producer, media director, and Alex Cox, game director, sat down to discuss Mafia's entire history and their most cherished moments of the franchise. It's worth a read if you consider yourself a diehard fan. Check it out here, and that's on their page. But the most exciting news from the conversation is the confirmation that the next game in the series is in development. Hrabek writes, quote, "I'm happy to confirm that we've started working on an all-new Mafia project. While it's a few years away and we can't share anything more right now, we're really excited to keep working on this beloved franchise and to entertain our players with new stories, end quote, end quote. A few years away is a long time, especially since the last mainline entry, Mafia 3, is approaching 6 years old, launching October 2016. But we're happy to see that the series continue and are curious to see where it heads next. In 2020, Hangar 13 released enhanced remasters of all three games, the most substantial being a complete remake of the original dubbed Mafia Definitive Edition. So this one kind of intrigues me a little bit for a couple things. I've never played any of the Mafias. I have the capability to play the Mafias now because of the PlayStation Premium subscription, but I believe it's also on Game Pass. I believe it is. At least one of them is. I'm pretty sure. But this makes me kind of curious to see how this is going to be, because I saw a couple people stream L.A. Noire. And that's, I know it's a very different game, like it's a detective style game, but for some reason there's some elements of L.A. Noire that looked very intriguing and appealing to me, that looks like that would be in Mafia, especially if you're talking about Mafia 4. By the time it comes out, PlayStation and Xbox is going to have a good handle on the type of games that their consoles can push out at full power. So I am excited about all of that. Questions, anybody? Any thoughts?
I played a bit of it, but I don't know. I don't really know about the game. I mean, it plays a lot like a Grand Theft Auto in some ways. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I want to see it.
So with that being said, let me ask you, would you be willing to kind of go through a Mafia review of 1 through 3 with me at some point within the next year? We just play Mafia 1, Mafia 2, Mafia 3, all the way through, whether we like it or not, and see if we can make a opinion about the franchise before Mafia 4 comes out.
All right, I'll try it. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Cool, because multiplayer? I thought it was only single player.
It's single player. I'm just saying, like, just us playing through it and then
just watching it. Yeah.
And then coming back to your stuff. Yeah.
I'm done for it. I think Biz has played through it. I think he said it's DC. He said it was pretty decent. He actually liked it. So, I myself have not played. I was thinking I played a game, but and I thought it was it, but it wasn't it. So, I don't remember I played, but it was like you're like some sort of like mob boss, and like it was kind of like what Nymal said, Grand Theft Auto-ish, where it's like, you know, you have like locations, you take them over, you get money, you know, you take them over from rival gangs and stuff, and you're trying to keep your game alive. But I don't think it's Mafia, so.
Yeah, the problem with that is that like during that time period where Mafia 1, I want to say 2, was coming out, that's when you had a lot of Grand Theft Auto style clones, if you will. You had your Saints Row, you had Sleeping Dogs, you had Mafia, you had, you know what I mean? You have L.A. Noire, even though that's a detective game, but still is L.A. Noire. You had True Crimes, if you guys remember that back in the day, and True Crimes 1 and 2. And yeah, so there's just like a lot of these different style games that were coming out during that time period that were very similar. So I'm not surprised if you had played a game that was similar to Mafia, but not. Story number 5 is all fun ones here. Yeah, we went through the stories itself pretty quickly. So just a couple little throwouts out there for you guys, and we can commentate on any of these. So I'm just going to read them all, and if there's anyone that sticks out to you guys that you guys want to talk about, we can talk about it. First one is Knockout City Brings the Turtles. Brian Shea from Game Informer says Knockout City Season 7 is called Mutant Mutiny. Mutants named Neon Susan Ratfink and Goober have come to the surface to fight for their place on Knockout City, but they aren't the only mutants coming into town. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles join them in a dodgeball battlefields of Knockout City this season. When the 13-week season featuring Mutant Mutiny launches on August 30th, Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael join as playable characters for any dodge brawl match. Each turtle featuring features a unique intro pose. If players want more TMNT action in Knockout City, they can purchase the Premium Brawl Pass featuring TMNT rewards, a new map, a new hideout, and customizations and more. Next part of the little fun one. Immortality reviews. Anne Marie Osler from GamesRadar says, Immortality, the new game film... The new film game hybrid from Sam Barlow and the team of Half Mermaid is getting immensely high praise from critics. For those unfamiliar with Immortality, it's from the minds behind Her Story and Telling Lies. And like
those games.
And like those games, this interactive tale is told using full motion video. This time around, the story involves Marissa Marcel, an actress who starred in the 3 movies, which were never released, and then mysteriously disappeared. The aim of the game is to look through the footage from the 3 lost films and piece it together of what happened to poor Marissa. We immensely enjoyed Barlow's latest slice of interactive movie drama, calling it yet another masterpiece of storytelling. In her review, our own Sam Loveridge said, quote, "It's quite capable of messing with your head, not only with the very NSFW parts of that make you wary of what you're choosing to play more immortality, but also makes you second guess yourself." Kind of like what we did for what was it that?
Oh God, I just bought that game.
The Quarry. Mm-hmm. It'll start with you think that you almost see in a scrub back and forth, but before long you'll realize that there's much more to Marissa's story than you initially ever imagined.
Hopefully, and it's good.
Go ahead.
Hopefully that one's pretty good. I've heard of Her Story and Telling Lies. I might go through those then.
Mm-hmm.
I have
Telling Lies too as well. I'm kind of curious. That's a game that we could do as well that we're doing for Dusk Falls. We could do Telling Lies together. Make some choices that way too as well.
I just picked up Immortality when you said it was doing good. I was like, you know what? It's on my thing and it's on a discount. I'll try it. I'll be a guinea pig.
How much was it?
17.
That's not bad for a new game that just recently dropped. That's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
A new Payday. Ryan Lester from IGN says this in the article. Alf Anderson, who worked on Payday and Payday 2, is returning to the co-op heist genre with the studio 10 Chambers. During an interview with NME, the developer revealed that his upcoming game will be a cyberpunk style team-based action game. Quote, "I'm back on the heist, basically," and he cusses there. He said, "So it's a heist cooperative FPS, and it has all sorts of techno thriller theme. I read a lot of sci-fi books, and so imagine everything that cyberpunk is inspired by, and a ton of other sh." Cusses there again. The Payday games were definitely defined by heavy action, gunning your way out of bank, making off with as much as cash as you can cram in a sports bag. So that's that. Right. 2 more ones for you guys is Facebook gaming is dead. Peter Grimm from Game Rant says this in the article. 2 years ago, Facebook threw its hat into the video game streaming ring with the launch of the Facebook gaming app. With the growing popularity of streaming, fueled even further by the early pandemic lockdowns, Facebook saw the opportunity to offer live streamers and viewers a platform to rival the likes of Twitch and YouTube. Now, though, Facebook gaming as a dedicated platform may be on the way out, as it's been confirmed that the app will be shutting down in a few months. Word of the development was shared in an update on the app that has begun making its rounds on social media. The update confirms that the Facebook gaming app will be shuttered on October 28th, just 2.5 years after launch. After that, the app will no longer be available on iOS and Android, so Facebook advises users to download any search data while they still can.
Can we just press F to pay respects for that?
No, not even that.
And the last little fun one here is Netflix gamer tags. Emma Roth from The Verge says this in the article. Netflix is testing gamer tag style handles that users can create and publicly display when playing its selection of mobile games, as first spotted by the mobile developer Steve Moser on TechCrunch. This should let members identify and invite other users to play games based on their handles, as well as see where their rank on leaderboards are. I got to experience the feature for myself after updating my Netflix app and downloading it onto the into the Breach and Mahjong Solitaire. Netflix gave me the option to create and manage the game handle associated with my particular Netflix profile in both games. Just like creating your gamertag or public-facing username on any other gaming platforms, your game handle must be unique, which Netflix will automatically check once you input the name of your choice. So any of those fun ones right there that sticks out to you guys that you guys want to talk about real quick?
Let's go through them.
All right, so the first The first one's Ninja Turtles coming to Knockout City. I'm glad about that.
I don't know if anybody's played Knockout City, but it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I have. I can hear you guys. I gotta be right back, but continue on Nightball.
It's like one of those sleeper games that you keep forgetting, but whenever I play it, I have a really good time with it. It's a really fun game to play, and I would advise, even if you don't like it, give it a shot to see if you want to play it.
I feel like it's one of those games where it's like, you know, I don't think you would consume it constantly. I feel like it's one of those ones where it's like, you pick it up, you play it, you have a good time with some friends and all, you put it down, come back to it, like, you know, a week or two later or something.
It's super casual,
you know?
Like that. It's yeah. Really casual.
In terms of a battle pass for it, I feel like you really would need to, like, put your nose to the grindstone and grind for that to get fully, to get the full amount of a battle pass. So I used to be a huge fan of them until I realized how much of my life I was wasting away and not playing other games and all. And, of course, people remind me I'm still wasting my life away by playing games, but hey, you know, it's my life to waste. But I just found some battle passes I feel like are definitely worth playing for, and some are just like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't need that super A rank special limited edition skin, you know. Yeah. I used to be that way back when I was younger, and good God, the amount of money dumped into League of Legends when it was out and all, and trying to get those skins and everything, like, I'm not even going to bother telling you how much, like, you know, my bank account would have increased if I hadn't have done that. So,
I think everybody did it when I was younger.
Yeah, I was young and stupid, but now I'm not. Well, I think I'm not, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I think that the Battle Pass itself is definitely a good idea to an extent. I mean, for me, I was a little annoyed that almost every single game started doing Battle Passes. It was just like after Fortnite decided to do it and how much money they're making from that. At that point, every single game and their mom started coming out with them. I was like, kind of be a little original here. I do like that the fact that they are bringing in more of these characters that we love into these games. Like, I already have, I saw FX inside the chat. I already have the Ninja Turtles for a Smite. I like that they exist there. Having them in this Knockout City, even though I haven't touched that Knockout City in a while, still would be kind of fun. I think it would be kind of cool. And I don't remember Knockout City having a crossover to this degree. And obviously Fortnite has had it, but I don't think Fortnite ever has. I mean, not Fortnite, but Knockout City ever has.
No, Knockout City's never had any.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, I mean, because you even have Fall Guys, that even has crossover, you know what I mean? So I think this would be kind of a nice little entry point for that. Just recently, the most recent crossover that I purchased was Fortnite, Dragon Ball Z. They finally brought that to life, so obviously I had to jump in there and get myself a Goku. Alongside Beerus, you know? So there you go. Immortality reviews. We talked a little bit about that, but does anyone have anything additional to say about Immortality? I have nothing else to say.
Like I said with that one, I'm interested because I'm
interested in... No, that's my fault, Lambo. We all started talking at the same time.
I've seen them before. One of them, like I've mentioned before, is Harvester, that's the other one. Harvester, Phasmagoria. These have been around for years. It's like the 90s and early 80s, but the 90s, you have like Harvester, Phasmagoria, Phasmagoria 2. These are kind of in the cult classic area, and I'm kind of interested. I've seen some of the other one for, I think, She Sees Red or something. And this is definitely one I'm going to check out.
Oh, so you just bought it, so I would assume you check it out.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, what were we about to say there, Mildewy?
Let's see, it definitely reminds me kind of like, you know, the Choose Your Own Adventures, point-and-click style adventures. Siberia, Life is Strange. Well, Siberia is definitely a point-and-click. Life is Strange, though, is kind of like Choose Your Own based on choice decisions. You know, you got that type of deal with it. So it definitely feels like it's one of those, just in a different style and theme. So I may check it out. I'll have to look into it a bit more. Some of them, like, are definitely interesting. Some just like, eh, it's okay. If it goes on sale, I'll probably pick it up. I definitely have it on my wish list for sure. But it's not going to be like a day one drop for me. But I do enjoy a good story-based game. You know, one where you're just like going through trying to choose a story and not have to worry about, you know, whether or not you can, you know, hit a target, you know, while moving, you know, or doing dead shots or something like that. You know, so a lot of times it's just nice to have that just that story-based option. You know?
Yeah. A new Payday. I feel like I might be the only one in the camp here for this one, but is this one, is it, anyone want to talk about this one?
I mean, not unless you're paying me money.
So I mean, I enjoyed the Payday games for sure, especially you have a good amount of people that's in there with you just having a good time and literally just trying to find strategic ways to get as much money as you can before you have to evacuate and escape the police. I always thought that was like a little fun thing to do. And then there's a show on Netflix called Money Heist that also has kind of contributed to like, be like, yo, all right, they're doing this. This is very epic show that's happening here. I can do this in video game form now. Like, this is what I would do if I was robbing a bank on this size. So I think that that's really cool. The thing that's a little off-putting for me is the fact that it's cyberpunk-esque. I don't know if that's going to be, because again, I'm more of the fantasy style, like my preference would be fantasy style games. And then getting inside the realism of it, like I do like things that are more cyberpunk. I mean, not cyberpunk, but more Grand Theft Auto, that are more Saints Row. Like if you're talking about games like that, I do like those games too as well. The cyberpunk, the futuristic stuff, like I'm already not really the biggest sci-fi person already, admittedly. So that's a little, like, Cyberpunk 2077, I picked it up because at the time, like, it looked interesting. The choices that you were able to have in there seemed pretty unique, and that you can pretty much play how you want to play. That was one of the reasons why I picked it up initially. But I own it right now, and I still have yet to actually go back to it and beat it. That's another game that's on my list that I need to beat. And that's just mainly because I'm just not a sci-fi person. So that is a little off-putting to me hearing this game being like that. Okay, Shallon Keys, we're about to wrap this up so we can talk, man. Because, all right, so what he just said, he said Soei and Benimaru. That means he just watched That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime and it got further inside of it. I think probably at the end of season one, because I know where we left off at our conversation. You hype me up, my dude. You hype me up. That's the wrong thing to do on this stream, because now I'm about to go ahead and jump off here soon. And we're about to talk about some That Time I Got Reincarnated, my boy.
Is he just watching that now?
Like, this is his first time ever watching it, ever.
Bro!
And he just got to the, I'm assuming he just got through the Orc Lord disaster.
Yeah, like, that's when Soei and Benimaru really just, like, that's when they used them to shine, like, their whole crew and all. And, like, you're just like, damn.
Yeah, that's the beginning. That is the beginning. That's all I will say. That is the beginning, my dude. So I can't wait to getting off here so we can talk, because I'm going to call you, my dude. I'm going to call you.
Quick, block the number.
Facebook gaming's dead. So is that conversation. We don't need to talk about that.
We've only got one thing to say to that.
Yeah, and then Netflix gamer tags. I don't really have anything else to say about this either, too. As well,
I forgot they had games. Like, seriously, yeah. Like, what games do they have? Like, I'm actually curious now that
they
forgot.
They have an arcade style. What's that? Stranger Things game? Yeah, arcade style Stranger Things game. I don't know if that's multiplayer or not. But they do have that. Like, they're getting their foot in there, and it looks like they're starting small, which is the smart thing to do. But at the same time, do you really need to do this? That's the question.
They might want to focus on saving their subscription, seeing as which more and more people have been actually actively leaving Netflix.
Yeah, because they keep increasing the prices. They literally keep on, like, I remember when Netflix was like $5. I think it was $5 to $8 or something like that. Now it's like, depending on what level you have, it's like as much as 25. So it's just a little ridiculous as far as what they're doing, and on top of that, they're actively trying to find ways to have you stop sharing your account, which is also another reason why people are leaving. So,
and let's be real, a lot of the newest shows, I think the only good one I had, I believe I'm watching Sandman. That one's not bad. Outside of that one, don't ever watch Resident Evil.
He said, Shaolin Keys inside the chat says, Stranger Things arcade game was multiplayer, but it lost substance quick.
Okay.
So there you go.
Just don't watch Resident Evil Silent.
That wasn't Silent, that was Shaolin Keys.
Oh, Silent Keys, don't ever watch it.
Don't. Silent, if you're listening, though, definitely don't watch it either.
Save yourself.
Well, remember, Silent's not into the horror stuff anyway, so he wasn't gonna start it up.
I know it was barely legal. You were messing around with that about nine ball. You're just why are they doing this? You're like, good. Like literally in the chat, like we have an off chat thing. He's like, why? And then nine ball's just like, good. It's like the most just straight out, just like, just kill it, and Lee was just there like.
Oh, burn it. Bury it in the ground. It's not horror. It's just horrible.
Now that was horrible.
That's funny. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our Alt Things Gaming episode 31 for season 2. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. This Thursday is going to be... We're going to plan to resume our Iceborne run. We'll see if I'm on daddy duty or not, because that's what happened this past Thursday. So we'll see what's up. But
you mean you're a gamer with daddy duties? You mean you're not focused on just gaming and the gaming community? How dare you?
Appalling.
How dare you not load stuff up for these people so they can just sit there and watch constantly? How dare you take care of your son and be a real father? I applaud you, sir.
It's sickening, right?
So sickening. Just god awful.
So this Thursday, that is, we are planning on doing that at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 6 p.m. 7 p.m. We'll confirm that here soon. And then we want to do it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And also be on the lookout for the upload to YouTube for our 9 to 5 segment from when we play Guild Wars 2, because that is not up on YouTube. It is on Twitch right now for like another 6 days, but it's not on YouTube as of yet. So make sure you guys want to look out for that if you guys want to see how we went through our first time playing Guild Wars 2, excluding Nineball, who has played it before but has was getting refamiliarized with the mechanics. So again, like I said, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Until next time, everybody. Control. Alt.
Complete.
Peace, love, and hair grease. I'm calling you, Shaolin Keys. We're going to talk about that.
Slime.